This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, the show that seems to be giving away everything this week. We've got money to give away thanks to our mates at, I forgot their
Spindrift.
Name. That's it, Spindrift. Didn't forget about them. Love
Close
them.
Mates.
How could I forget? Love them. Spindrift. Also, cash for comment.
Yes, not us, you guys. So
yeah.
We've got some cash to sling your way just because we know things are a bit tough out there. And
yeah.
You know, we do appreciate people that get involved in the show. So
absolutely.
We're just going to sling you some cash at the end of the week. Anyone that's called the show, we're going to put you in a drawer and pick our caller of the week.
Yeah, also morning cheers doing that. And then also, of course, Alpha Bucks, which leads us to today's answer and letter for you. J for Juliet.
Okay.
Now, there's a couple of niche ones on here. Couple of niche ones. But if you know, you know. You got to know the niche subject, but. Okay. I feel like this is... Yeah, right. I'm going to go this one. Starting with J, name me a child's toy.
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw puzzle. That's on my list. There you go. Nailed it.
What else is there?
Jack in the Box. What, Jack in the Box?
That's terrifying.
I agree. Bum ba-dum ba-da-ba-da-dum, bum
ba-dum ba-da-dum,
bum ba-da-ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Bam! Goes the weasel, right? That could be out of a horror movie.
What else is there?
That's it.
Giblets.
Gibbets.
Gibbets.
Gibbets I swear it's like part of a pig intestine.
So I was at the shopping center at the over the weekend. They had a pop up
giblet.
No, gibbets store, right?
Yep.
But they weren't selling the shoes, just the gibbets.
Yep.
And,
did you get any?
No. What am I going to put them on? I don't have Crocs.
I saw Crocs were doing a sale over the weekend, like everyone else. They had Snow White Crocs, and I was like, pretty trendy,
off.
Pretty trendy. Not for
me,
but.
Still associate Crocs with hospitality because
same.
When I first started and Crocs first came out, it was all the chefs wore them because they're like really grippy.
Yeah. I do it for like aged care workers. They love a Croc because you can puke on them and just wash them off with a hose. You know? Just easy.
Is that why?
Yeah, literally. They're so easy to clean. My mate.
Oh, you might need them for being a parent.
No. I'll just not wear shoes. My mate who works on a big rig ship, he wears Crocs all the time. And it's the same kind of deal where it's just like gross stuff gets in your feet. I'm like, doesn't it go through the holes? He's like, yeah, but you just wash it off with a hose. I'm like,
I almost threw up on Russell on the weekend.
Really?
And oh my God, it was very close and it was so funny. Like,
is this a story for on air or is it a story for now?
Oh, we'll just tell it now. There's not much to it. But basically, I tried that new Domino's cheese volcano.
Oh, this is not an endorsement.
And then I ate it too quickly, too fast. And then I ran over to the lounge and I must have shaken it up a little bit. And then I become the volcano and then I let out a huge like burp. And then rise.
Yeah.
And I went, and I stopped and I'm standing over Russell and my body convulsed and he kind of flinched. And then we both looked at each other in a moment of panic and I went, that was close. And
wow.
He said, I don't know if our marriage would have survived.
Because you guys haven't even farted in front of each other.
No. And then I thought, wow, I realized that my marriage is really hanging on by a thread here.
It sounds like it.
I am
thin
one
big thread
meal
of cheese.
And one bad burp away from divorce.
You guys can't go to Bali together.
No. Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
We would never survive.
No
never.
Way. How do you guys survive in one hotel room, sharing a toilet? How do you guys survive with that? He goes for a lot of long walks, I imagine.
A lot of long walks.
Russell, look at that. It's time for you to go for a long walk again. Wow.
Well, there was an instance when we were in New York and there was a blocked toilet. That was harrowing.
And you survived
it.
We got through it.
A lot of long walks.
Enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
I partook in something that you love quite a bit. And that is a Bunnings trip the other day.
I bloody love it.
You love a bit of Bunnings. The big green shed. Big green
what
church.
Are you doing, by the way?
So I'm doing everything at the moment around the house. I'm getting fillers. I'm getting paint.
Oh.
I'm getting brushes. I'm getting not fillers in my face. Don't need that.
I was going to say.
She's
finally.
Tiny. She's tiny at the moment. What are you talking about? This face is beautiful. I'm getting a version of resin and sealer for the pots at the back.
Oh, a bit of resin work.
I'm busy. I'm so busy. And so I had a list to go into Bunnings and get things done.
Mm.
And I looked and my local Bunnings opened up at 7 o'clock on a Sunday.
They do, which is, I love that.
That is crazy.
But then Woolies not open till 11. What the hell?
Yeah, I know. What the hell? So I was like, well, this is going to be great. So, you know, I had the aim of being there at 7.
Yeah.
Got there about 7:45. Bit of sleeping.
Ooh.
But got there. First thing I do. Now, I don't go to Bunnings that often, but I know people like to bring their dogs in.
Yes, we do.
Now, I thought you meant to control your dog if you're in Bunnings. Oh, but it turns out, no. Because I walk in and I see this beautiful, like, Labrador. Like, it's a big, beautiful dog. I walk in. That dog is jumping up on me straight away. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm like, and the lady's not even looking. She's just holding this dog and the dog's just, like, jumping all over me.
But it's a lab.
Yeah, it nearly That's knocked me on my do. Butt. And so I'm like, okay, it's all right, Alan.
You're like, welcome. It's like they have the Bunnings greeter there, you know? Just to greet you.
I'm in a hurry as well, by the way, because I had a wrestling show starting at 8, so I had stuff to do. So I'm just trying to smash through this. Then next thing I'm trying to find, so Julia told me that if you're ever trying to find something in Bunnings, you can look it up on their website, put in your local store.
Yes, it tells you the aisle.
Yeah, so the first thing I looked up, because I went, oh, good, try Julia's hack to find this stuff. He said, unavailable to find location, ask a team member. I ain't doing that.
What were you after?
That was the sealer for the pots. Hmm. Yeah. And so nothing there. Then, so I had to look around mindlessly and find that one. Then I went to go to the tool area. And at this point, like, I've already had a few run-ins. A few dogs jumped up on me. It's been a whole thing. I go to the, you know, the tool area, how it's its own kind of separate area?
Yes.
And so there's only
and
one.
It's very overwhelming.
Very. And so very, just the in and out. And I went in there and went, let me just look at drills. Cause you know, that's my future. Owning a drill.
Okay, but then you got to look at drill bits as well.
Yeah, did that. Did the whole thing. And then I try to leave and someone's blocking the entrance, like a customer's blocking the entrance with a trolley full of boxes because the lady behind the tills lured him over to that area as opposed to lining up where you mainly pay to get out.
It's like a video game.
So I'm kind of stuck behind this guy and I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, I've got my own trolley going on, so I can't just like kind of squeeze past. I'm like, what's going on? And so, you know, she's just serving him, whatever. I'm like, whatever, Alan, just be patient. It's fine. No need to get fired up about this. It's fine. Just wait. Just wait your turn. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Then I overhear them start chatting about, so you used to work here, didn't you? He's like, yeah, about 5 years. I remember you and you had a dog. There's another guy behind me and I look at him and he looks at me and we both, like, our eyes just connect and we just straight away go, we hate these people. And so I go, yeah, that's enough. We're going to go.
You wrapped them up.
I wrapped them up and I walked out. And then I bought my stuff. I went to go to the paint area. They weren't ready to start doing the serving of the painting yet. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'll do that another time. Tried to get in my car with a few things I had bought. Lady had blocked my car. Couldn't get into that. I went, you know what? It's fine. I'll get a sausage sizzle. Walked over the sausage sizzle. Oh, we're not ready to serve them yet.
Early bird doesn't get the sausage.
I don't know if Bunnings is advertising with us, but they wouldn't be after this. No, but I ended up getting my stuff. But geez, I was fired up for a Sunday morning. It wasn't even 8 a.m. by the time I was all fired up.
It's a lot of work. It sounds like you exhausted yourself, so you probably just got home and did none of that.
So now I have all the stuff, and I haven't done a thing with it. And I'm planning to not do anything with it for at least a week while I calm down. So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now, mentally exhausted.
Are you looking for, like, sympathy here? Like,
I was wondering if you wanted to help.
Because I'm like, after that lab encounter, I'm jealous.
Oh, no. I was wondering if you knew how
to. Was it a brown lab?
I don't know. It was a jumping up on me lab.
Oh, all labs are good.
No. Nope, they aren't.
Sometimes I just go to Bunnings for the dogs.
No. Then you are the part of the problem and I hate you. Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly about to move into the 8:30 news. Oh, we did just touch on my Bunnings experience, Carly. I'm just trying to navigate that whole life, trying to be busy.
Yeah, see, as someone that's now, like, you know, in Bunnings every other weekend, I feel like I've got it down to a fine art.
Well, we've had a call from George from Busselton. Hey, George, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, from what I understand, producer Shelby said we had to get you on the show. Why is this?
Well, I feel like I was listening to your story and being a recently new team member to the Green Shed.
Oh, help me.
Are you aware of Click and Collect?
Oh, God, no, I'm not.
Oh, now this is good stuff.
Help me out, George, yes.
You're like the perfect Click and Collect customer. You go online, you don't even have to talk to anybody except when you come and pick up the goods.
Yeah, but I like talking to you people who work at the front door. You guys are always really nice. Do I still get that experience?
Yeah, absolutely. But I will say to Carly as well, you know, the dog owners, you do have a level of responsibility. You are.
Why are you targeting me specifically?
You don't have free reign. You do not have free reign.
George.
No, George, this is starting to feel
personal. George, I'm sold. You've made me a loyal customer. I'll see you again, the Savo. Thanks, George.
Next time you come in, we'll give you a stamp.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. A stamp.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Can
All right.
my dog get one too?
Absolutely not. Oh, no, I've hung up on George. Oh, no, what a shame. No time.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
On 131060, we're asking people to basically do our job for us as we're brainstorming on what particular products we could make to eventually maybe turn into a giveaway on air for our Cheers campaign.
Yes, because we want to kick it up a gear. Whilst we've spreaded the cheer right across the state and you guys have been on board with the movement, we're like, you know what we need next?
Merch.
You know? So 131060, we're taking your ideas.
And of course, just by getting on air, we're doing our cash for comments as well. You go on the running for a cash prize. Going to award that at the end of the week for our best caller. But let's kick it off with some ideas. Floss in Geraldton goes first. Floss, what's your idea?
Cheers,
Floss.
So I was thinking stubby holders. You guys are doing cheers. What better than to cheers with a stubby holder? And that's an easy to smush into your suitcase and you can take a bunch with you.
That's a good idea.
I like it.
I wonder if they do ones just for coffee cups, because obviously we're talking about with coffee.
But keeps them hot.
Yeah, it does keep them hot. It's like it keeps your hands safe at the very least. Wow, Floss, great
idea.
If you're
going to go that way, you might as well get like Yeti involved and get
Yeti. That's big money talking. I don't know about that. Floss, we've only got a limited budget, Floss, but thank you for
on the phone.
Let's go to Jasmine in Karratha. Your idea for us?
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
What about your guys' faces printed on shirts?
Love it. Sold. Done.
Cheers logo.
Now, here's the thing, Jasmine. We're quite often told we have faces for radios. So I don't know. Do we have faces for shirts? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think you do.
I think it's great.
Personalized tees. I reckon you
do. Oh, there we go. I've got a connection.
Bang. Thank you very much, Jasmine, writing that down. Let's go to Jody in Geraldton. Hey, Jody.
Cheers.
And what's your idea for us?
You know those beer helmets they put on their head with the two beer cans? I think you could have a coffee version of one of them. That'd be perfect.
Oh, that is a great idea.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm just, like, trying to think of the logistics of this, of a hot coffee a plastic straw.
you got to have, like, the protectors on the thing because it sits in there. You got to put the coffee in there.
But it's hot. It's still drinking hot with a straw. All right. We'll brainstorm that one later. Aaron in Bridgetown. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Cheers, guys. How are you?
Cheers, Aaron. What's your idea?
I was thinking maybe, like bottle openers, keychain bottle openers.
Don't hate it. Now, here's the thing. We're trying to steer away from like the afternoon cheers and do a bit of a rebrand and get away from like alcoholic element.
You do canned coffees when we're on tour sometimes. You can use a bottle opener for that.
Oh, that's true.
Save your fingernails, you know?
Oh, yeah. I just always assume a bottle opener is
We're taking the term back. Thanks, Aaron. Let's go to Rachel in Bunbury. Your idea for our cheers campaign, our next bit of merchandise.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Rachel.
Stickers, bumper stickers, book stickers. Everyone loves a sticker.
Everyone loves a sticker.
Well, you know, round stickers, long stickers, short stickers.
Are we still talking about stickers?
I love stickers.
I love a good sticker.
Everybody loves a sticker.
They do.
Can we go bigger than a sticker, but like stickers are cool.
Like a big sticker?
A big sticker.
Okay, a
big sticker. Thank you, Rachel. Let's wrap it up with Wayne in Port Hedland. Wayne, what's your idea for the Cheers campaign?
Reusable carry bags.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
Because they stick around forever and they're useful.
Yeah.
Unlike
us. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, Wayne. Wayne, that's great. Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Of course, best caller of the week. We'll get some cash for our cash for comment. We've got a lot of thinking to do now, Carly.
We've got a lot of thinking. We've literally written all of these down on a big whiteboard. I've got the red string out.
I haven't written coffee helmet. I do feel logistically that's dangerous.
You know what? Don't knock it till you tried it. Alan, I'll volunteer you.
Okay, I'm writing it down then. All right, well, good ideas.
Also, don't forget my suggestions too.
What was yours? Box? The worst idea I ever heard in my life.
Oh, stop it. No, a box that could be turned into a cubby house.
Okay.
Right. There's lots of things you can do with a box, Alan.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Have you not seen that Simpsons episode?
No, we're out of here.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Alan, over the weekend, I got myself a new washing machine.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Top loader or front loader?
Front.
Okay. Yep. Interesting choice. Why?
Because that's what I had before.
Yeah, but top loaders like hold more, they're more durable.
I don't know. I didn't do any I didn't do any research. I was kind of forced into it.
What washing powder do you use? Are you using a powder, using a liquid?
Questions for Russell. My friend talked me through the making your own washing powder that she's doing on the weekend.
Don't do that. I thought that's never happening. It's so trash. What do you use for a softener? I use vinegar. It's cheap and it's good.
I want to because it's apparently less chemically. But
yeah,
Russell,
and it's good for the machine as
Russell
well.
Russell likes the chemical smell, he said.
Yes, so. That's. I don't. Julia doesn't like that either, do I? So okay, anyway.
But anyway,
that's all my questions. What's coming up next, Justin? No.
So we got a new washing machine over the weekend. Now we're kind of forced into it, so there wasn't a lot of research behind it. I just went with what was on sale. Because our okay. other washing machine literally started to sound like a rocket ship that was about to take off. So technically it was still working, but it was just rattling around a lot. It was very noisy.
Okay.
And I thought, you know what, I don't think this has a long time left in it. Yeah. So we'll just replace it now rather than wait for it to kind of, you know, stop yeah. working. Because that could, you know, be a logistical nightmare.
That's a very adult thing to do, Carly. I'm quite
know,
proud of you.
Right?
I'm very
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Well, my mum did suggest it.
Of course.
So we went down, got a new machine, and you know what I'm like, Alan. I hate wasting things. I hate waste. So Russell was like, all right, I'll try and organise a ute to make a trip to the tip to get rid of the washing machine.
But it still works.
It still works. Thank you. I was like, no, we're not going to throw out a perfectly good washing machine. I'm sure there's someone out there that'll be able to use it.
If you had a bigger house, I'd recommend you keep them both, and that one can be like your dog clothing kind of washing machine.
Our
all the gross stuff
it's
goes
close
there.
Quarters.
It is a small
to the
house.
Point where we literally didn't have enough space in our house for two washing machines and it had to go outside
well,
straight
away.
Well,
it was weird when you did the tour, you didn't refer to them as rooms, you referred to them as cells. But anyway, continue.
So anyway, I just thought, you know what, I'll put it up on, you know, one of those buy, swap and sell pages.
No,
you know
no,
what it's like.
No,
you know what I'm
no.
going with. Free washing machine. I thought,
no, Carly to bully porch. Absolutely not.
I know. And I thought, and oh my God, what followed was the most emotional roller coaster. So I thought I'll put it down the front of yep. the house anyway, so people don't have to come up my long driveway.
That won't last long anyway.
I know, and I thought
not
if
your
someone
neighborhood.
Takes, I know, it'd probably come with some free graffiti.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so I put it down the front, and then I thought I'll just go from first to last because honestly, Alan, when I'm not even kidding, the messages came in thick and fast. So I thought I'll be fair, I'll go first to last, and I'll work my way through.
Now,
so I contact the first person,
yeah.
and I say, hey, it's out the front. This is the address. I've got a lot of interest. Do you reckon you'll be able to make it in the next half an hour? Because I thought otherwise I'll go to the next person, right? Yeah. So he was like, yep, no worries. I'll be there. So half an hour later, I check and it's not there. Now, in that meantime, Alan, I've been opening up messages from the saddest stories.
They always
of why
love
people,
a guilt trip.
I know. And then I'm like, oh my God.
My father was a washing machine and he left me and I need a new dad. Like, absolutely.
Exactly. It's like Sophie's choice, right?
I haven't washed my clothes in
people
44
are,
years.
Like, pulling at my heartstrings, right? And yeah. I'm like, oh God. And then I'm like, do I need to be crowdfunding for washing machines for these people? Like, I'm like, do I need to start a charity?
It's always the case.
So then I go to this lady next who I'm like, okay. She's got a pretty legitimate reason for yeah. her friend who wants the washing machine. So I said, you know what? This guy hasn't come picked it up. This is the address, you know.
Okay, so next, yeah.
Yeah, next in line. Well, technically I skipped a few people because she had that good sob story.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, she's like, yep, no worries. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. An hour goes by. I go back down and the washing machine's still there.
Which is a miracle in your neighborhood, just for the record.
Right? I know. Well, they had a lot to choose from.
That's true.
I'm like, oh, okay, what do I do here? So then I was like, and then this guy messages me with another big sob story. So I messaged the girl again and she's like, sorry, I can't make it. And I was like, okay, no worries. Just so you know, I'm going to go to next in line.
Of course.
So she's like, okay, no worries. So then I messaged this other guy who is in desperate need of the washing machine. So I said, just so you know, it's still out the front. Do you reckon you can come in the next half an hour? Mind you, it's getting dark and I just don't want it to be there overnight because, yeah, again, my neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Someone might ding it. I don't know. So then I messaged this guy and I'm like, it's there if you need. He's like, thank you so much. I live about half an hour away. I said, that's okay.
Geez, better be quick
it's
then.
Still there. But then in that time, the other guys messaged me. The original guy.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my God, is there two people now coming for this washing machine?
It's
who's going to get it first?
Love it.
And then I'm already invested in this other guy's sob story, right? Because I'm like, he needs it more than the first in line guy. So I say, I'm so sorry. Someone's already taken the washing machine. And he's like, what do you mean someone's already taken it? I said, oh, I gave you half an hour. Alan, when I tell you, the abusive messages coming through thick and fast. And then it didn't stop there. I had over 100 messages And then I was like, but I didn't want to say sold until someone had actually picked it up.
Yeah.
The way people were coming for me, being like, why are you not replying to my messages? I need this. Anyway, that guy did end up coming. I am still getting, I put sold on it. I've put it all away. I am still getting messages from people today about this washing machine.
I guess my main question for you is it still available?
It is definitely not, okay? Just putting it out there on air. This is a PSA.
Well, then you're a... It was me that took it.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and very excited to see this very funny comedian making a few stops around regional WA. It's Let's Get Regional with Jimmy Rees. He's going to be in Albany on Friday, the 22nd of March, couple of shows, and then on Saturday, 23rd of March, in Bunbury for a couple of shows, and he joins us now. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Oh, absolutely well. Pleasure to be chatting to you, mate.
Yeah, but more importantly, Jimmy, how are you doing? Because you've been on the regional road a little while now.
I'm doing well. My speech has just slowed down a little bit, being out in the regions, relaxing into the slower pace outside the main cities.
Well, Jimmy, exciting news. Alan is going to be a first-time dad very soon. Do you have any advice for him?
Yeah, hold on. Good luck. That's all. Don't mess it up.
Hold on to what?
Everything.
My advice would be just you've got to take time for yourself. You can't play golf. That takes too long. Movies just take too long as well. Joining a sports team. No, probably don't do that. Please, you know what? I redact that. You can't do anything for yourself. Just good luck.
Oh. Well, I'm excited. I'm just writing this down. Julia, cancel my golf lesson / movie watching time with the boys. Jeez. But Jimmy, somehow, but despite you having kids, you've managed to squeeze in these regional shows. Talk us through it. What are we expecting to see?
Look, if you've been watching online my content over the past few years, then it's a collection of all those random characters, random kind of skits and things, all live on stage. And look, I know what you're thinking. There's a lot of editing that goes into those videos, and you can't do that on stage. So that's exactly what it is. I just have to remind everyone there's no editing. It all happens live, and it all goes horribly wrong all of the time. That's part of the fun. There's the guy decides. I've made some videos for these characters. So I made the guy decides and Jason. I do that live as well and ask for suggestions from the audience, which in the regions, I tell you, just gets weird. People are wild. I think when someone comes to town in the cities, they were like, oh, yeah, we should suggest this. We'll suggest this. But in the regions, they're like, let's try and mess guy up.
Now, one of your videos that went very, very well is when you were, talking on behalf of the different states, especially like during COVID times and stuff. Mm-hmm. I realized the other day, and this is so good, I actually have now, I don't know the names or premiers anymore in other states. There was a time where we knew them all. Are you the same now?
I have no idea who runs WA now. Steady's left. That's all I know. If you ask me who the premier of Victoria is, got no idea. It's still Daniel Andrews, I think.
I have no idea.
I'm the same.
We've got State Sun now.
Lately.
What have we got?
State Sun. Right? We had Daddy. Now we've got the Sun.
It's Roger Cook, McGowan's son.
Well, I don't know how it works. I don't know what you have to do.
I think he's actually older than McGowan.
It's not like the royal family. They don't inherit it. I don't know. Don't know.
It is. Is that? I'm not sure how it works over the guys. I think.
I don't think Carly does, though.
Royal family. Royal family there.
Wait till Carly finds out there's a state election coming up. She'll lose her mind. She's like, wait, I'm confused. Are we not voting for our own children? What's happening with this?
Why am I voting on this? Why are you wasting my time? Get to work.
It's a monarchy, guys. It's a monarchy.
Create your own next in line.
Name or what? Yeah.
Now, Jimmy, have you been to Albany or Bunbury before?
No, I have not. So I need all of the things. Apparently, there's a rock that looks like a dog somewhere.
Oh, yes. Do not miss that.
That's all I know.
Yeah, do not miss that.
You know more than most people that head down to Albany from Eastern States. So that's good to know. But yeah, Dog Rock is definitely worth checking out. Also, as well, for Bunbury, you're going to be there. Beautiful spot. You can see the dolphin Discovery Centre, see all the dolphins. That's pretty incredible.
Amazing. The farmer's market, I have been told that I should frequent the farmer's in Bunbury.
Absolutely.
Someone's been on TripAdvisor, number one thing to do.
Number one thing to do. It's basically the IKEA
the number
of
thing
food.
To do is go grocery shopping, is it? Oh, that's cool. That sounds like a wicked place to go.
Yeah, but they've got some good cheeses.
To see a rock that sort of vaguely looks like a Rottweiler.
Oh, not vaguely. You will be impressed, Jimmy.
Jimmy, don't you bring
do
the shade.
I love the collar that they've been painted on it.
Don't knock the rock. Don't knock the rock.
Well, good.
If you want to see Jimmy Rees, and of course you do, you can find all the details at frontiertouring.com for tickets. Make sure you get them. They are selling very fast, and there's a couple of sold-out shows already, so make sure if you want to see them, you get those tickets. Jimmy, we can't wait to see you in the state. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.